Heather Duplessy-Allen.
It appears all media are still waiting for the University of Auckland to issue that statement that we've been promised about the designated spaces for Māori and Pacifica students. They don't want to talk about it today, but we have the Auckland University Students Association President Alan Shaker with us. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Heather. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Do you think that these rooms are appropriate, Alan?
Absolutely. I think we've got a number of spaces at the university. We've got women's space, queer space. We've got a lot of Tuakana spaces. We've got Muslim prayer spaces, and this is no different from that. I think it's a issue of equity, and it's about giving these students a hand up.
What are the women's spaces for?
For students that identify as women, it's all of these spaces are safe spaces where students who don't necessarily feel like they belong in mainstream spaces, they can go there to connect, hang out, have a quiet space, study. It's really the spaces for these communities.
Okay, do you see the Prime Minister has said today that it's inappropriate? He said he doesn't think it's appropriate in New Zealand to have spaces like this because university is supposed to be inclusive, not exclusive. What do you think?
Well, I disagree completely. I think the university is inclusive. If you look at the amount of spaces we do have for students, I think the space is an opportunity for students, Māori and Pacifica students, to feel like they belong. I think, I've spoken to students personally who have told me that, they walk into a mainstream room and they feel judged simply because of the colour of their skin and, because they're wearing a hoodie. And that for me is unacceptable. Like, university should be a space for everyone. And if one space like this is, causing so much outrage in the community, then I think we've got bigger problems.
Alan, do you are there also spaces for, I don't know, let's just say Asian students?
So the university had an international student space, so international students, because of all the redevelopment that was happening at the
time. Not really what I'm meaning. Do we have a space for students who are Asian?
No, not as far as I'm aware.
Do you think we should?
No, not necessarily. I think, again, if students from that community come through to us or the university and request a space like that or come with serious concerns about their safety, then I think absolutely.
Can I ask you something, Alan? Have there been, have we actually had attacks on Māori and Pacifica students?
Yes, absolutely. I've spoken to students firsthand.
Okay. And have these attacks been prosecuted? Have they been in the media that we can actually point to them and say, yep, we have documented evidence of attacks on Māori and Pacifica students?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know whether it's been prosecuted or in the media, but I do know students that come.
There are documented attacks on Asian students. The mainstream media covered it. It was wild. And you're telling me that Asian students who have been bashed do not deserve safe spaces, but Māori and Pacifica students, you can't point to any examples in the media of them being bashed, deserve the spaces. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
I said, if students from that community, come to us and
No, and I asked you if they should and you said no.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Oh, is it not what you meant? Okay.
No.
Alan, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. That's Alan Shaker of the Auckland University Students Association.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.